This is Dr. Masood Shah. The clearing patient's name is Susan Roth Vander, ROTH-VAINDER. Susan, SUFAN. Date of birth is 4/24/1951. Date of service is 4/28/2026. Miss Roth Vander is a pleasant 74-year-old female with history of hypertension, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, history of hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, fibromyalgia, chronic back pain, status post spine stimulator, history of hypothyroidism, SLE, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anxiety, slight depression, as well as mild dementia, who presented to the emergency room with increased confusion and lethargy. Patient stated she had some cough as well as sinus congestion and drainage. She denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denied any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Patient also has been taking Percocet as well as CBD or THC gummies. CT scan of the head was negative for any acute intracranial process. COVID, flu, and RSV were negative. Patient was given a dose of Narcan. Patient was admitted to the hospital for further evaluation and treatment. Patient was felt to have acute metabolic encephalopathy, dementia with behavioral disturbance, probably secondary to polypharmacy, CT head with no acute process, CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis showed moderate diffuse bladder wall thickening with adjacent stranding, concerning for cystitis versus tumor. COVID flu was negative. PCO2 was slightly elevated, though at baseline compared to prior hospitalizations. Patient was, urology was consulted, who evaluated the patient, recommended outpatient follow-up for further evaluation for mild right-sided hydronephrosis and proximal hydroureter without any obstructing calculus identified. Patient urine drug stream was positive for cannabis. She was not using her CPAP. Her creatinine was slightly elevated. patient did improve over the during her hospitalization. Recommendations were to follow up with urology. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complain of generalized pain, also wants the Foley catheter out. She denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, denied any headaches or blurring of vision, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, allodynia, antiphospholipid syndrome, anxiety slash depression, chronic pain, fibromyalgia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, headaches, hyperlipidemia, SLE, hypertension, and hypothyroidism. Her surgical history has been significant for sinus surgery, back surgery, shoulder surgery, right side, and thoracic spinal stimulator placement. History of cardiac catheterization and stent placement. Social history, smoking, says that she quit smoking. Alcohol, none. Allergies with fentanyl, bee venom, codeine, non-steroidals, oxycodone, penicillin, and Robaxin. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of CHF, hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. She denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She does complain of discomfort with the Foley catheter. Urinary, she does have mild right-sided hydronephrosis with this stranding. She has mild hydroureter, she has kidney stones, musculoskeletal. She does complain of back pain. She does complain of generalized aching and pain, history of fibromyalgia, history of degenerative joint disease. Neurological, denies in history of CVA or TIA, no history of seizures, history of mild dementia, and behavioral disturbances, history of metabolic encephalopathy. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were round and reactive to light. Exocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. No organomegaly. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilateral symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake and alert. Moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, history of metabolic encephalopathy, next, mild dementia, next, acute and chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, next, history of coronary artery disease, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, fibromyalgia, next, polyneuropathy, next, hypothyroidism, next, anxiety slash depression, next, GERD, next, DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to well-bridged rehabilitation facility, will continue current medications, will continue with the Foley catheter, explain to her that she will need to see urology for further evaluation. She will continue her current medications from the hospital, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup, routine labs would be checked, will follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Week, V-E-I-K, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth is 5-11-1934, date of service is 4-28-2026. Mr. Week is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. Denies any abdominal pain. He does have generalized weakness. Also has significant swelling of the lower extremities. Denies any other symptoms. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. Diminished breath sounds in the bases. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities 2 plus spitting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, acute and chronic congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next, history of acute and chronic kidney disease. Next, coronary artery disease, status post-CABG. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, chronic anemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, bilateral lower extremity swelling. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. His blood pressure is very labile. He is on Bumex. Will hold if his blood pressure is, systolic blood pressure is below 100. Will recommend compression stockings. Will try to keep his legs elevated. Continue with physical and occupational therapy. Encourage him to eat better. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. Will check routine labs. If she has any other symptoms, if he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Michael Odedirk, O-D-E-K-I-R-K. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 5-26-1937. Date of service is 4-28-2026. Mr. Odedirk is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing well. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Overall, he has been feeling well. It was noted that he has some pressure changes on the skin of both the heels. Also has a wound on his right elbow with slight discharge. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulse bilaterally symmetrical. Bilateral heel. Pressure changes with discoloration is present. Right elbow, there is a wound with slight discharge. No redness is seen. Impression number one. History of fall, status post right intertrochanteric fracture, status post intramedullary nailing, next history of aspiration pneumonia, next rhabdomyolysis, next blood loss anemia, next bilateral heel decubitus, next history of COPD, next history of mild to moderate aortic stenosis, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next nicotine dependency, next insomnia. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. I've advised to put Una boots, keep the pressure off the heels, continue with drastic changes in the right elbow. We'll consult wound clinic also. He will continue to work with physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor his progress. Daily dressing changes would be done, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Goin, G-O-U-I-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3/19/1936, date of service is 4/28/2026. Mr. Goin is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing well. His wound on his toes are doing somewhat better, has been having dressing changes. Overall, he feels that they are improving. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He said that the rash has improved. He denies any other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Wound on the toes seems to be improving slightly with compression. Number one, osteomyelitis. Next, left great toe wound. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, neuropathy. Next, history of CHF. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, chronic pain. Next, morbid obesity. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. Will continue his current medications. Continue on the antibiotic. Continue with dressing changes. Will monitor his progress. Will monitor his sugars, will follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Hollenbeck, H-O-L-L-E-N-B-E-C-K, James, J-A-M-E-S, date of birth, 8/8/1942, date of service is 4/28/2026. Mr. Hollenbeck is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be doing well. He was concerned about the wound on his neck. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any trouble with swallowing, no pain in the neck area, denies any discharge from the wound. denies any other symptoms. Overall, he states that his swelling has improved, he's feeling better, he's eating well, denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HEENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rales, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, right side neck, wound seems to be healing well. No redness or inflammation or discharge is seen. Impression, number one, squamous cell cancer, right side neck, next severe aortic stenosis, status post TAVR, next coronary artery disease, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next history of cardiac arrhythmia, status post AICD, next chronic anemia, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. Continue to apply the antibiotic ointment on his wound. Continue with dressing changes. Continue other medications. Encourage him to do some exercises and therapy. Will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he will let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.